What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
It's a sad day, Ramona. I'm sad. Legendary star, entertainer, singer, actress, actor, politically correct, Dolly Parton, gone at the age of 80. I really thought she would live forever. I remember a few years ago saying the only two people on earth that everybody loves are Dolly Parton and Betty White. And now they're both gone. So I don't know who we choose to get behind now. Because not only did she entertain generations, but she was just so wildly and widely loved and adored. I mean, just adored. Everything about her was just legendary. I just other than Betty White, and I'm not even sure about Betty White, I'm not sure there's ever been a person like Dolly Parton. I mean, first of all, you know, if I ask you from a historic standpoint, which singers are most identifiable by their sound? She'd be first. I'd say Willie Nelson would be second. Thoughts on that?
I agree with you on that.
I mean, her voice was just so unique and so beautiful. You know, Cesar David brought up the work that she did with Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt on that album that I think was called Trio, and we're going to try and play one of those songs today. But it'll be all Dolly Parton rejoin music today, out of respect for the legend. And again, I think she made so many people happy, which is probably the greatest gift of all. She probably influenced as many lives as anybody in the last 80 years. Certainly, from a positive standpoint, she probably influenced more lives than anybody in those last 80 years. Texter said she had a lot of unique features. We never stop, Mona. We never stop. Like, even on the day that Dolly died, we never stop. Texter said Louis Armstrong. I think he had an identifiable voice, but I don't think that it was anywhere near as identifiable as Dolly Parton. If we just took 100 random people and played Louis Armstrong, Dolly Parton, and Willie Nelson, how do you think that's going to go in terms of recognition? 100 out of 100 will get Dolly. 99 out of 100 will get Willie. How many are getting Louis Armstrong in the year 2026? 10? Yeah. I mean, I think Dolly Parton is the most recognizable voice, I think, ever. And I think, obviously, Texas said most recognizable, hands down, Michael Jackson or Elvis. No, I don't think it is. I think it's Dolly Parton by far. I don't think it's remotely close. I think you hear Dolly Parton's voice and you just instantly know it. I think some of those others fall in gray areas with other singers, but there's no gray area with Dolly Parton. And again, I think she's the most loved individual ever. In fact, we were actually discussing out there her rock and roll album, Ramona, because remember, she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
And she has this rock and roll album that she did with all these rock singers, and they're like 25 songs on this album. And she, you know, she basically sang everything. I mean, absolutely everything. I just think that we truly lost a legend. Texas said, I agree. Dolly, Willie, Gash, Rod Stewart. Yeah, I think that's it. Texas said Trump ordered the flags at half staff for a week. What other singer would get that recognition? How about that? I wasn't even aware of that. That's awesome.
I mean, I wasn't either.
That's exactly what should be done. Like I said, I don't know of anybody who influenced more lives positively than Dolly Parton did. Our thoughts are certainly with her family, and as always, when we lose somebody of stature in the music industry, and Dolly was so much more than just that, we will be playing all Dolly Parton rejoin music today. All Dolly Parton rejoin music. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Other than that, I want to talk about the whole LSU fiasco. By the way, Ramona, I'm liking these reading glasses. It takes the glare off the computer and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how long ago I bought these. These are in the bottom of the dungeon bag.
Yeah.
And I was reaching in for like a drink, and I came across the case, and I realized, oh, that's where those are. And I think I had never worn them, so I sort of like them. They're brown.
Good.
You look darker.
Yeah, I would. You're wearing sunglasses.
No, they're not sunglasses. Again, these are not sunglasses. These are reading glasses that are blue light glasses. They're not sunglasses. You need to stop saying that. They're not sunglasses.
Okay.
The reality is I was just kidding. Everything is clear as day. Everything is clear as day. It just, so, yeah. And they're good. You know, I wanted like a Buddy Holly style, like reading glasses with like a heavier frame, because I don't like all these little tiny frames. So I ordered a pair of those that I thought was that. Instead, Ramona, it turns out they're not really Buddy Holly style. They're more like Elton John style, except they're black.
Oh, okay.
Meaning they're friggin' enormous. They're the biggest glasses I've ever seen. There's no way I'm going to wear them. I think I can't return them, because they probably, you know, came from China or something. I have no idea. Ramona, on that front, the clown show at LSU.
Oh, no. What happened now?
The whole thing. It's just an absolute clown show. I mean, every one of these coaches, you know, your basketball coach, Will Wade, has been involved in everything. He didn't even have a roster. He gets players from everywhere. You know, this guy has broken seemingly every rule that's ever existed. He was caught on wiretap by the FBI, and we just sort of let that go, because when the rules ceased to exist, there was no reason to try and prosecute that matter anymore. Lane Kiffin is the ultimate gypsy, tramp, and thief, right? He's been absolutely everywhere. He leaves places overnight. He got dumped on the tarmac at one point. He left Tennessee like a thief in the middle of the night. He winds up, you know, at one point with the Raiders. Al Davis, in the greatest press conference of all time, says we fired him with cause. Lane said to me, does that mean I don't get paid? And Al Davis said, yes, Lane, that means you don't get paid, you dummy. And then Al Davis added that, oh, he tried a 73-yard field goal. And then he paused and said, into the wind. That guy, this guy was collecting money at Ole Miss. You know, he loved Ole Miss. Love Ole Miss. Then the next thing you know, he's leaving Ole Miss like a thief in the middle of the night, and he's saying, well, they're racist. We hate them. You know, it's just a racist area. It's funny. He didn't say anything about them being racist when he was banking their money, did he? No, nothing about him being racist. Then he made up the story about being attacked, you know, that when he left Ole Miss, he was being attacked. You know, he said that as we were leaving the state, you know, that basically the vehicle got assaulted. The state police who escorted him out of the state said, that's a lie. We were escorting him. Who would have attacked him? We would have known about it, but no. So this is who they have. And then Kim Mulkey, Ramona. Kim Mulkey, the basketball coach, who when she was at Baylor, she's the clown show that thinks that she's the whole act. When she was at Baylor, she defended the stuff that was going on at Baylor. She defended it.
I remember that.
But get this, okay? I don't know all the ins and outs of this. I saw the statement they released, of course, They tried to make it seem like they're on the right side of this, but they dumped a Ukrainian player, Ramona, to add a Russian player. Think about that one. They dumped a Ukrainian player. Now, they're saying that, well, she left on her own volition, but nobody believes that. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know what the truth is, but can you imagine that in this climate? Not to mention the fact that that girl's dad is at war.
He is. Her dad is.
Yes, her dad. The girl that they allegedly parted with, or that, wink, wink, she chose to leave on her own, as they will tell you, he is at war.
Wow.
I just think this is the most despicable collection of gypsies, tramps, and thieves at one university in school history. In any school's history. Now, again, that's not to say they don't win. It's not to say that they can't win games. It's not to say that they aren't playing today's game better than other people. That they're playing chess while other people are playing checkers. That they're only taking advantage of the existing rules. That may all be true to some extent, but it doesn't change who they are character-wise. You know, it's these old litmus tests, Ramona, about what you would do. You know, like I've always said, would you let this particular coach, any particular coach, babysit your child? Would you let this particular player babysit your child? Would you let anybody at LSU right now babysit your child? Blank no is the answer to that.
Yeah.
Blank
yeah.
F no is the answer to that. It's a whole collection, as Cher correctly said, of gypsies, tramps, and thieves, and they're all at LSU. Again, doesn't mean they won't win. Doesn't mean they won't smoke Clemson. Doesn't. But doesn't it matter? You know, Bruno, the funny part is I've seen LSU people, even ex-players, on social media in the last 24 hours saying, man, this stuff's not cool. This is not good. So if you have ex-LSU players who are saying this stuff's not good, then maybe it's just not good. And the world is waking up to that.
That is pretty bad.
Because the conferences are starting to align and trying to shoot this down. What I don't know is, will the moves that LSU already made be sort of grandfathered in? In other words, is this reactionary to what LSU just did? And therefore, will the moves that LSU already made, the three players they're involved in, will those still stand? I don't know. I've not heard anybody even address that besides us. We need to go to break. We'll be back.
The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show is back. Join host Scott Reimer and all your Roar favorites at the Southern Weaving Food Hall, August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Join us at 210 Fern Street, right here in Easley. The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority.
More wall-to-wall sports.
Yes! 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
Hey, today. How about this, Ramona? This is from On Three. LSU's Lane Kiffin said that conferences can't pick and choose the court orders they want to follow after discussions of banning NFL players. Doesn't work like that. You can't decide, hey, I like that injunction. I don't like that one. That play I kind of like, and I like the way that they got him eligible, so we're going to follow those rules, not these. So Lane Kiffin publicly challenging the league he coaches in, the SEC. You know, the SEC, I don't think Sankey likes Lane Kiffin already, and he's going to like him a lot less after this. Now, again, I don't really think they have a leg to stand on, because I think we've already determined that conference sovereignty matters in the Texas Tech matter with the Big 12. But what if he's right? I mean, he is basically trying to head off what the SEC might do, and he's basically warning them that we're going to challenge whatever you're going to do. Now, again, I don't know how long it would take to challenge that, but to go back to these same courts, a different court, I have no idea. I mean, this stuff gets more laughable by the day. I'm not sure, but it's... This thing is all just absolutely unbelievable in every way, shape, or form. By the way, when this second person said, oh, those are sunglasses. I said, no, they're not sunglasses. They're reading glasses that are blue light glasses. And so I don't get any glare off the computer screen. I sort of like them. First time, yesterday was the first time I'd found them. I must have bought them like 2 years ago.
Now tell them what's in that bag.
That's right. No, there's all sorts of things. Probably living things in that bag. But, I mean, it's sort of stunning to see Kiffin come out. So I guess what I'm wondering is, first of all, did the LSU moves of the last couple of days predate anything that the SEC is going to do? I mean, they haven't officially done anything as of yet. But Lane Kiffin is challenging their right to be able to do it. He's publicly challenging the SEC's right. Remember at SEC Media Days when we learned of a bet between Sankey and Kiffin and his son that was going to keep Kiffin off of social media? And remember Greg Sankey said that's a good thing. Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, said regarding Lane Kiffin on social media, said that's a good thing that he won't be able to be on social media. So now he's just flat out challenging what the league is planning on doing. Again, his answer, Lane Kiffin's answer, this is on three, doesn't work like that. You can't decide, hey, I like that injunction. I don't like that one. That play I kind of like. And I like the way that they got him eligible. So we're going to follow those rules, not these. I'm not sure I expected that response today. But again, I think it just keeps the narrative up about this is like a rogue institution now with a bunch of rogue characters coaching their respective sports teams. And now you're just flat out challenging the league that you coach in. Does Lane Kiffin have that type of power? Does he have that type of power backed by the lunatic judges that are all over America that want to interject in things that they don't understand at all? I mean, shouldn't you have to take a test? If you're a judge, like I know that you're qualified to judge things in theory, like things that are in your realm. But when it comes to athletics, shouldn't you have to take like an IQ test? You know, you want to learn how to drive, you have to take a driver's test. You want to learn how to adjudicate a matter involving athletics, you have to know something about athletics. I'm not sure. Texter said, Lane Kiffin and Will Wade are the same person. Don't get it twisted. Oh, yeah, by the way, Pete Golding is too. Oh, yes. You know, that's the part we haven't got to yet. Tex is 100% right. Pete Golding is the exact same guy. Get this, Ramona. So Lane Kiffin leaves Ole Miss, right? And Ole Miss decides that they need to do a wiretap sweep of their facilities because they're worried that Kiffin has wiretapped the facilities. Now, okay. Yeah, you hit that again. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Record. So on the wiretap thing, this is just so unbelievable, and it's really just indicative of all of these type of characters, okay? So this guy leaves Ole Miss like a thief in the middle of the night, and Ole Miss is now concerned that Kiffin has wiretapped their facilities. So they don't trust him at all right? But think about the mentalities involved here, Ramona. They don't trust Kiffin in part because they don't trust themselves. In other words, Golding is cut from the same cloth. You know, in other words, like for example, if you have a spouse who's always accusing the other of cheating, chances are that that's the one who's cheating.
That's usually how it works.
Right. And so what I'm saying here is these are birds of a feather. You know, Kiffin chose Golding. They know each other. And basically, Neither one trusts the other at all. So Ramona, Golding is asked about this, right? He's asked about this story about them searching, using the FBI to search for wiretaps, right? And Golding, in like 2 minutes of absolute weasel words, it's just like the Ferrelli thing, where Golding is he's speaking, he's acting like he's sitting on a red hot poker. He has a fake smile. Dude cannot be more uncomfortable than he is. He looks incredibly uncomfortable. But he has this phony smile, you know, the sort of scammer smile. And he's saying that well, you know, that's not how it was, you know. And he's using weasel word after weasel word to say, well, no, that didn't really happen like that. You know, this is what he actually said, Ramona. He said, we had a player whose dad happened to be an FBI agent. I'm sorry. Did you also have players whose dad? Wait, I'm sorry. Did you also have players whose dads were a pharmacist? Or did you have players whose dads were a fireman? Okay, so what does their occupation have to do with the claim? In other words, okay, dude's dad is an FBI agent. Are you saying you didn't solicit him to check for wiretaps? That he just happened to be an FBI agent? You know, again, those things don't go together. Great. His dad's an FBI agent. What does that have to do with anything? The question you were asked was, did you scan the facilities for wiretaps in the wake of Lane Kiffin's departure? He never answered. His answer was, no, well, we didn't seek out, you know. He said, you know, you always have to be a little careful because, you know, that's just the way it is. But we didn't seek out. We had a player whose dad happens to be an FBI agent. Okay, next question. Did you solicit the player's dad to do a wiretap scan of the facilities? Golding, hey, Golding, Petey, let me help you, buddy. This is a yes or no. Did you yes or did you no? Yes or no? This dude cannot say yes or no. He's not familiar with yes or no. He's familiar with weasel words to try and cover it up. The answer is yes. The answer is 100% yes. They scan the facilities. This is not just some story. They scan the facilities to check for wiretaps because they didn't trust Kiffin, which also means they don't trust themselves, which also means they would have done that same thing. And of course they would. These cats were together. They know each other. Man, this whole story is just unbelievable. These two schools and the people that represent them, you know, I'll tell you what, man. You can say whatever you want about Dabo Swinney. You can think that the program is in decline. You can whatever you want. I don't believe any of that, personally. I do not believe the program is in decline. I think the last two quarterbacks were in decline. And so you didn't have quite the same level of success. And we'll see what happens moving forward. But all I know is I have a head coach here who, when a player does something wrong, he gets booted. I have a head coach who actually cares about whether kids graduate. I have a head coach who cares about college football, cares about student athletes, who graduates nearly 100% of his players because he knows that football is not going to be in the future of 99% of these people. Who stands for the right things, who's always stood for the right things. Who has stood up time and time again to a world of college football run amok. I actually think that's still something to be proud of. And oh, by the way, he still wins. And he may not have won at quite the level you want the last couple of years. But again, to me, that's more related, even more than the transfer portal in usage or non-usage I think it was more related to the fact the last two quarterbacks just didn't live up to their billing. And that's just the way it works sometimes. But, you know, I remember when Clemson fans wanted Will Wade to come here. How would that have worked? How would you have liked that? Instead, you have class and Brad Brunell, and you have winning. And all these guys do at this school is win, and they do it the right way. I'm sorry. I think the LSU coaching situation from top to bottom, other than baseball, is just gypsies, tramps, and thieves. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. We'll be back.
With the Roar app, you're carrying 13 hours of live local sports talk right in your pocket. From the start of the Mickey Filer Show to the end of Road Rage. We're streaming live no matter where you are in the world. Download the Roar app today.
Hey, through personal life, business, financial planning, or estate planning, your financial advisors should be by your side like the advisors at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. Kiwi Financial Group is growing. They have a new advisor on staff, Lindsay R. May. Lindsay's willing to work hard for you, and her service will be the same service you've come to expect from Kiwi Financial. If you aren't getting the attention and the information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Lindsay May and Greg Wales want to earn your business and your trust. Your financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Lindsay and Greg know you worked hard for your money. Now you need it to work for you. They'll be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, schedule your free consultation by calling Kiwi Financial at 654-5043, 654-5043. Or visit KiwiFinancial.com for more info. That's KiwiFinancial.com. Securities advisory services offered through Gradient Securities, Inc., otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
Class is back in session with more sports. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside. And that kind of trust really matters. That's why so many upstate families turn to Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
Family owned and operated since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son has been taking care of homes and businesses across the upstate for decades. They believe in doing things the right way, with quality craftsmanship, honest answers, and a neighbor-first approach. From small repairs to complete roof replacements, their team takes pride in their work.
When it comes to your roof, don't cut corners. Choose the name families across the upstate have trusted for years, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Rely on the upstate's most trusted roofing experts since 1965. Get started today.
Call 864-246-0886 or visit robersonroofing.net.
In a split second, your life can be turned upside down. The medical bills, the insurance calls, the uncertainty. It's overwhelming, but you don't have to carry that burden alone. At Pratt Injury Lawyers, we believe you deserve a team that fights as hard as you do. When you're hurt, you need answers, not excuses. Because in the aftermath of an accident, one call changes everything. Put the power of the 864 Law Team behind your case. Visit 864law.com to make your call today.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed...
Oh, such is life. Come on in, the water's warm.
And it's not AI.
It's not AI.
It doesn't look like AI at all.
Yeah, look, I'm not the person...
She's just way taller than him.
I'm not the person to determine what is AI and what isn't. I have no friggin' idea.
It doesn't look like AI.
But I see this debate all the time. But I'm telling you, in this particular case, this is not AI because this is a known couple. Okay? So it's not AI, Green Vegas. It's not.
So this is a really... And he's 5'5"?
He's 5'5".
And she's what?
6'2"? Yeah. She looks like she's 8 feet tall. But
she does.
Yeah, but it's because he's 5'5". So Ramona, the year is 8/25, 2026. You give this how long? Now,
their marriage?
Yeah. Now, my girl Mel here, she writes, she's only 6'2", and then in parentheses writes, same. He's just undersized. And then she wrote, we love who we love, LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could be, I mean, as a regular guy, he could be 6'2 also, or 6'3 or 6'4, and they'd probably look fine. Since he's 5'5 is the issue here.
So how long do you give it? Is it forever? Is it?
Oh, probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. So we're believing in long marriage and romance here at 6'2" and 5'5".
Yeah, I mean, if you weren't all in, you wouldn't start that relationship with a 5'5" guy if you were 6'2".
Oh, look, I get another one from Data Racer AI. Look at the hallucinating buildings behind them. A couple more years, won't be able to tell it's AI, though. It's not AI for the 8 millionth time. Stop saying it's AI. You're wrong. It's not AI. It's a known couple. I've just said that. It's a known couple. So it's not AI. They're known individuals. I see this every day. Now I'm realizing, Ramona, how phony all this is. You know, I see this every day on social media. I see this debate. You know, somebody will post something and immediately, you know, like 50 people will say, oh, you know, this is cool. This is interesting. And then you get the 8 who insist that it's AI. And then there'll be people arguing about whether it's AI or not. I mean, everything is AI now, you know, allegedly.
I don't think it is.
No, every single thing anybody posts now is AI.
I mean, if it was going to be AI, I think whoever made it would make himself a little taller.
Well, I don't think, I'm guessing that he didn't make it. This is just the reality of it. Man, that's a big mountain to climb. I don't know, man. I don't know, but you're right. I mean, it's not just the height. I mean, she's got to weigh 3 times what he does.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Yeah,
he's not just
no.
He's not just shorter.
Right. Yeah,
he's smaller.
Right, he's 5'5" and 100.
Yeah, he looks like he's about 90 pounds.
Right, and she's 6'2" and 250.
Yeah. I would think.
Yeah. So I'm saying no. I'm saying this does not last long. I'm giving it. You know, Ramon, there's this place of business I drive by every day. At least it's allegedly a place of business. There have been like 40 different things that have been in there. Everything from a bar to a church. Seriously. Everything from a bar to a church has been in this building. The things that go in there, they last like 2 weeks. I'm saying that.
You're saying 2 weeks?
I'm saying that this lasts a similar amount of time.
2 weeks.
I just can't see.
I mean, were they just put together and married like a reality show? You know, they
no,
showed
I don't,
up at the reality
no.
show and they got married.
No,
they
I don't
know each other a little better than that.
I don't think so. Somebody said, where'd it go? Well, Donald says speechless. Somebody said, where'd it go? Oh, this guy said, this dude must have Alex Honnold level climbing skills. That's the dude who climbs all the mountains freestyle. I actually wanted to get him on the show at one point. This is the one I was looking for, Ramona. Cocky Talk OG says she's hot. Ramona just looked up like, what? Yeah, no.
No, I didn't hear it. It's one of the texters said she's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Well, I mean, if you think she's hot, she's hot.
Well, again, the little guy thought she was hot.
Yeah.
The little guy. I'm calling him the little guy. Sorry,
he's 5'5", Walt.
Sorry, Basketball David. should we tell that story now, Ramona?
I don't know. Does Basketball David want you to be telling that story? Yeah,
He doesn't care. Yeah,
All right, well, if he doesn't care, tell us.
I don't think he cares. You're gonna have to remind me again what the actual wording was. We might tell that when we get back. We have lots to get to. You can get in 654-7627. Oh, my man Jeff Cameron joins me tomorrow. Florida State. Yep, it's good to have Jeff. Jeff is brilliant. No one knows Florida State better, and so we'll talk a little Seminole football tomorrow at 4:05 p.m. And I have questions. I have lots of questions. Florida State's on my most interesting team list, and I think with good reason they're on my most interesting team list. So we'll see. We'll talk to Jeff tomorrow. By the way, Clemson and South Carolina are both on that list, too. That list is only like nine long. Let me tell you about my guy, Nick Lavery. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, behind Mellon Mushroom and Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office, again, 1011 Tiger Boulevard. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. Areas of practice include DUI, been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. It doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect you. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in any sort of accident. Call the police. File a police report. Get medical help if you need it. Then your next call is Nick Lavery. Don't speak to any insurance companies before you speak to Nick Lavery. Wrongful death. Your family's faced with that decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit. It's important to know exactly what you need to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find it. And finally, parenting is hard. Kids get in trouble. It doesn't mean they're bad kids. It means that everyone needs some help sometime. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick is here to help you and your child. Schedule your free consultation, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680. Visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. You will 100% thank me later. We have lots to get to. We have to go back, Ramona, through the AP poll, which we were going to start on, we never did, and compare it to my rankings preseason. By the way, the MAP poll that I'm involved with, the poll put out by Pipeline, the most accurate poll, I am once again involved with, and so that'll be coming your way, and I'll be telling you what we rank. And again, those are a group of hand-chosen people. From around the world of college football who actually watch college football and many of whom have college football related websites and we watch all the games. So we'll probably be as accurate as anybody, that's for sure. So that will be coming your way and I'll be telling you more about that as we move forward. So, but yes, I'm going to once again, be participating in that poll. And as I said, it's a lot of work and it's harder than you think. It is. It's just every week that passes basically interlocks the jigsaw puzzle more and more to a greater degree. And you think you're going to do one thing and then you realize, well, you can't do that because that affects this other team. And so it becomes increasingly more difficult as the year goes on. It's much more of a challenge than it seems on the surface to rank 25 teams and to do it with some degree of diligence and respect to the universities. All right, we'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHDAM.